जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे श्याम कार्तिक 2020 राधाकुंड नवंबर 28 वृंदावन महिम अमृत अ प्रबोधन सरस्वती शतक 16 टेक्स्ट 35 अद्य तद्बहु शिक्षया सखी माया मनः समालम्बितः तत्र आशाय दुःखम् अपि तत् कथ्येत कस्याग्रतः श्रीवृन्दावनपुष्पमण्डितवपुर्वंशीधरसेन्द्रियं देहं कर्षत एकतस्तव गिरा Yad-vara-vach-shaikata. This is Radharani speaking to her Sakhi. O Sakhi, today I tried to be angry and show man towards Krishna according to your plan, but the amount of unhappiness and distress I suffered because of that is beyond description. On one side, we have a personality from Vrindavan who is decorated with flowers and a flute. Pushpamandita Bhapur Vamshidhara has attracted my entire body and senses. Vapur Sendriyam Dehamkarshita. And on the other side, my respect for your restrictions has checked me. Ekatas Tava Gira Yad Gauravach. Gauravach means respect for your gira, for your words. Tava Gira. So Radharani's in a dilemma here. Her sakis are telling her to exhibit an unfriendly, contrary, unsubmissive mood towards Krishna, a mood of jealous anger, man. So she's trying to do that, but she feels so much pain from that because Krishna has come stand before her, beautifully decorated, Pushpamandita. Vamshidhara, holding his Vamshi and decorated, ornamented and decorated Mandita with many colorful and beautiful flowers. Radharani is in a dilemma. Will Krishna's attraction and beauty defeat her man, or will her respect for her Sakhi's restrictions and insistence that Radharani upholds her man in an unfavorable mood, will that win out? Another translation is Shatak 16:35. O Sakhi, informed by you, Tvamgira, I am now jealous and angry with Krishna. Who has suffered more unbearable pain than I? With your words, you must drag Vamshidhara's senses here with his body decorated with Vrindavan's flowers. Indriyam deha karshita. Karshita means drag or pull. Indriya deha, his body and his senses. Senses in his body, drag. Vamshidhara sendriyam deha karshita. Radharani is in this second translation. Sakhi told her, ordered her, gave her Sakhi gave her an order to show jealous anger, man. So she did it, and she's suffering because of it. She feels unbearable pain, separation from Krishna. She wants to embrace Krishna, wants to give herself for Krishna's pleasure. So now she's fed up with it. She said, listen, go, you told me I followed you out of respect, Gauravach, Gira Gauravach, for respect for your words. As advised by you, I showed anger. Now I'm advising you, go speak to Krishna, Vamshidhara, and bring him with his senses and his body. Vamshidhara sendriyam deham karshita. Drag him, pull him, force him, bring him over here as fast as possible. And his body is beautifully decorated. Sri Vrindavana Pushpamandita. He's decorated beautiful flowers of Vrindavan. So Radharani has changing moods. They say Radharani is Bahir Bhamya Antar Dakshin. Externally, Radharani shows she's unfavorable, not interested, not attracted to Krishna. That's external. It's a show. It's a bluff. Unsubmissive, external, Bhamya Prakar, left-wing Gopi. But in her heart of hearts, she's Dakshin. Dakshin means submissive, humble, submissive, gives in to Krishna, submits herself to Krishna. So really, she wants to submit herself to Krishna. But to increase the flavor of love, because love becomes increased by separation. When two intimate lovers are separated for various reasons and causes, then they become more attached and attracted to each other and appreciate each other more and feel grateful toward each other more and more. So that enhances and increases the taste of union when they finally give up their unfavorable posture and again meet intimately and enjoy together again and love dalliance. So there's four kinds of separation. One is called man, one is called prema-chitya, one is called purva-raga, one is called pravasa-raga. So this is man, this is vipralamba, bhava, separation mood of man induced by the words of her sakis. Radharani's had enough of it. Okay, fine, I did it, now bring Krishna here. You gave me your sakhi agya to show man, so I showed man. Now I'm giving you a sakya agya as a primary yutesh. I'm a yuteshri of all yuteshris. I'm the leader of all leaders of sakis, yuteshris, yuteshris. So sakya, I'm telling you, bring Vamshidhar here, El Pronto, immediately. His body beautifully decorated, forest flowers, looking like a dramatic actor, and with his senses and a beautiful form and Vapu. Pushpa Mandita Vapur Vamshidhara. Vamshidhara is Vapu. His form is beautifully ornamented and decorated with all the flowers from Vrindavan, Jui, Gulab, Kadamba, Mogra, Dinko Raj, Ratkirani, all of every kind of flower. Krishna is looking so good and smelling so good. Krishna is so good. Radharani wants to see him. So now the next text is 30, Shatak 16, text 37. Sak adya prati ban brandi tasmi navavan buya vibhasya shat shato. Nekshyas chatvam ato na samshaya, samshaya mato ma kincha novachaya. Samshaya mato ma kincha novachaya. Kincha loka kritana ragaka muda sparsha vrata tvadrita. Vatkante svam arpita pramiham punjavali niyatam. Radharani says to Krishna, O Shato, O cheater, Shato. Today the gopis, Sakhi Adya, Pratibaditasmi, they have forbidden me to speak to you, Nabhashaya, or see you. They have forbidden me, Naikshyas. The Sakhis have told me not to see you or speak to you. Now please don't say anything now to put me in doubt. Kinsha Novachaya Samshaya Mato. Don't say even a little anything. But it is your habit to touch me on the pretext of showing false attachment. Therefore please take away this gunjamal that you have put on me. Radharani is really fired up here. She's really in opposition in this verse in 37. She's in heavy mood. She's following the sakis and she's not showing a very receptive mood to Krishna. Krishna has made overtures. He made some advances. He took his gunjamala, his favorite gunjamala from his neck, freshly made gunjamala. He took it off. And he put on Radharani's neck, and she says, "Take it off. Don't speak to me. Don't say anything. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't speak to me. I'm not supposed to look at you or speak to you. Now don't you touch me. And please take away this gunjamal you have put on me." So Radharani's letting Krishna clear message that I'm angry with you, get lost, don't touch me, get out of here. So how is Krishna going to deal with it? Second translation. "My Sakhi has forbidden me. Oh, you rake, never again will you speak to me. Never again will you see me. My heart has no doubts. Don't say anything. In vain you try to affectionately touch me. However, you may place your gunjamala garland around my neck." Oh, that's a different twist here. The second translation, totally different twist. The verse starts off, Radharani so negative, calling Krishna rake, calling Shata means rake, R-A-K-E, rake. Rake means cheater, rascal. Sakhi's telling me not to see you. And I have no doubts about you. Don't say anything. Don't try to touch me. But then at the end of the verse, the translator changed the whole mood and says, "But anyway, it's okay. You can worship me by putting your gunjamal around my neck." So obviously, this translation is correct. The other one said, Please take, Radharani's telling Krishna, "Please take away the gunjamal that you have put on me." The second translation read says, "Yes, Krishna, you can put your gunjamal around my neck." So when somebody puts a gunjamal around the neck, they'll take their two arms, reach over Radharani's shoulders with their two hands, and gently drape the mala around the back of her head on her neck. And if you're that close to Radharani, with your arms extended like that, it doesn't take much more effort to tightly embrace Radharani in a loving, tight embrace. And that's obviously what Krishna is going to do. So in the second verse, Radharani is submitting to Krishna. The first translation, she's not submitting. She's just holding her guard and totally... So either one, it can be right. It's by according to Rasa Tattva. It's not Rasa Bhas. It can go either way in these exchange of love. Because they say that loving pastimes of Krishna and Radharani in this Parakiya Bhava, in this amorous paramour love affair. They're not married. They're just boyfriends and girlfriends. And in fact, Radharani is married to another man. So it's an illicit affair by morality, external morality consideration. It's a dharmic. So the acharyas say that such loving affairs for Radha and Krishna, they don't move in a straight way. They don't move straight. They move crooked like a snake. Snake, he goes right, left, right, left, right, left. He goes zigzags all over the place as he walks down the street. He doesn't walk in a straight, snakes don't walk in a straight line. So the dealings of the lovers, Radha and Krishna, move in crooked ways like a snake. This is an example. Radharani says, Oh, you shato, you cheater, you rake, get out of here. I don't want to see you, I don't want to talk to you. Don't try to touch me on some false pretext of showing false affection. Go to that one you just came from. Get out of here, I don't want to see you. You're unfaithful. That's one way, and all of a sudden the snake goes another way and says, "Oh, okay, you have that gunjamal you want to put on my neck, okay, put." And Sarai then gives up her strong fortress of opposition, lets down her guard and becomes submissive and says, "Okay, anyway, you can drape your gunjamal around my neck." So see how the wind changes so fast. The wind's coming from the north and all of a sudden it switches to the west. So this is the movements of love, sweet movements of love and sweet Vrindavan Dham with Madhurya Mayi, with Madhuri Radharani, Madhurya Mayi Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna Ki Jai. Madhuradi Paterakilam Madharam, Madhuradi Paterakilam Madharam. Lila Madhura, Venu Madhura, Yamana Madhura. Smitam Madharam, Gamanam Madharam, Madhuradi Paterakilam Madharam. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Shataka 17, text 22. Jagarti Dundubi Rava Parma Acha Radha Vrindavane Van Iti Prakata Purane Tasya Videyam Asma Urda Mahanaraga Murtes Taranganam Api Uja Harim. The Puranas triumphantly declare that Srimati Radhika is the queen of Vrindavan. Radharani is the limit of ecstatic love. Asmaurdva Mahanaraga. Radha's attachment for Krishna is unparalleled, and Radha is my eternal worshipful devata. Srihari never leaves Radha's land of Vrindavan, for Krishna is bound by Radha's love. Therefore, O my mind, where will you go by leaving such a place as Vrindavan, the land of Radharani? Another translation. Accompanied by the loud tumult of Dundubi drums, says Jagarti Dundubi, the Puranas declare, quote, Radha stays in Vrindavan forest, Radha Vrindavane Bana. If you leave Vrindavan, which is the courtyard of Radharani, who is the form of the greatest love, where will you see Lord Hari? Harim Kvapasya. Kvapasya means where, Pasya means where, see Hari. So this verse makes a nice point. First, it describes how Padma Purana and other Puranas say that Radharani is Vrindavaneshri. She's the queen of Vrindavan, and she stays in the forest of Vrindavan. Radha Vrindavane Van, Iti Prakata Purane. She's always Prakat. She's always, the Puranas explain that Radharani is always manifest, always manifest, always manifest in the forest of Vrindavan. She was manifest, she was visible here, and she is visible here, and she will be visible here forever. But Radharani, Vrindavane, Ekapada Nagachati, she doesn't take one step out of Vrindavan. So the Prabhupada Saraswati, he's reaffirming his vow to for Braj Nishtha, Nishtavas. His tense vow, his sannyas, kshetra sannyas, his vow to live as a vairagi sadhu, renunciate, live in Rajmandal and never leave Rajmandal for his whole life. Kshetra sannyas. Renounce all other places to live in one kshetra. This is not a kshetra, this is a dham, Sri Dham Vrindavan. The verse is saying, if you leave Vrindavan, which is the courtyard of Radharani, who is a form of the greatest love. Maha Anurag Murti. She's a, Radharani is a Maha Anurag Murti, says here. Maha Anurag, the greatest form of loving attachment for Krishna. Radharani is a Maha Anurag Murti. Tarangana, Anganam, her form, her body. So Prabhupada Saraswati is asking a question. If you leave Vrindavan, where will you see Hari? Because Krishna, Vrindavan, he doesn't take a step out of Vrindavan either, Hari or Krishna. So Radha and Krishna are both eternally here in Vrindavan. They're available here in Vrindavan to be seen and be served and be perceived and be felt and to be realized in Vrindavan. The first verse translation said, O mind, where will you go if you leave Radharani's land of Vrindavan? Vrindavan, the land of Radharani, where will you go? And the other translation says, if you leave Vrindavan, where will you see Hari? Will you see Hari in Amsterdam or Split or Serbia or Colombia or Costa Rica or Australia, New Zealand, England? The answer is no, N-O, no, you will not see. So Kanda Vrindavan, follow the Puranas, follow the teaching of the Puranas, and you'll attain perfection. So this verse is glorifying Brajadam, glorifying living in Vrindavan, and showing the power and effect of living in Vrindavan. Living in Vrindavan is the place where you can have an opportunity to see Radha and Krishna by their mercy. They're here. If they want to show themselves to you, they can show themselves to you. Just with a blink of an eye, with a snap of a finger, they can show themselves right in front of you. Countless saintly people, saintly sadhus and saintly sadhvis, saintly ladies and gentlemen, living in Brajmandal doing bhajan, have had darshan over the centuries of Radha and Krishna's leelas in Vrindavan, and personally had darshan interaction with Radha and Krishna. As a sign, when you enter Brajmandal, there's a sign that says, welcome to the land of Krishna. It's actually the land of Radharani. But anyway, we won't argue about it. If Krishna's there, Radharani's there. If Radharani's there, Krishna's there. So this is a nice verse. This is a very nice verse from Shatak 9, describing Radharani's supremacy. Sparsha yad anana lochana. Ridhiya ridhiye jigran muhur muhu kimapi radha surabhi sushitala parakamlam dama shobate shamam. All glories to that indescribable dark complexion personality, Shamasundar, who repeatedly, muhur muhu, repeatedly smells and touches the fragrant and soothing lotus feet of Radharani, Surabhi Sushitala, the fragrant and very cooling, soothing feet of Radharani. Krishna repeatedly swells her feet. Krishna Sham always repeatedly, again and again, smells Radharani's lotus feet and touches them to his mouth, his chest, his heart, and his eyes. Anana, anana, lochana, ridaye. Lochana means eyes, anana means face and mouth. Sparsha means touch. Sparshyat anana lochan ridaye. So he touches, he holds Radharani's feet on his eyes, on his face, on his heart, again and again. And when he feels the feet of Radharani, the intense fire of his lusty desires, his Kandarva's Kamagni, fire of his lusty desires, becomes extinguished because Radharani's feet are fragrant like lotus flowers. Radha Surabhi Sushitala Parakamalam Dhamam. Her feet are an abode, or Radharani's Parakamalam Dhamma. Radharani's lotus feet, Kamal, Parakamal Dhamma. They're a Dham, they're an abode of fragrant Surabhi and Sushitala, very cooling, very refreshing, very soothing. So this shows Radharani's, how much Krishna adores Radharani, how much he admires and loves Radharani, how much he serves Radharani. There's one thing holding a man, holding a woman's face to his face, or her face to his eyes, or his face to his chest. head to about taking her feet. The feet are considered the lowest part of the body, not particularly beautiful. But for Krishna, Radharani is worshipable and lovable from head to toe. From head to toe, Krishna loves every hair on Radharani's head and every toe on her feet and every toenail. Every part of Radharani's Mahabhasrup, Krishna totally worships and adores and loves. So this verse shows how Krishna has so much regard and respect for Radharani's lotus feet. Sarvi Sushitala Padakamala Dhamam, Radha's Padakamalam, Radha's lotus feet are a dham, or abode of Sarvi, fragrance, Sarab, great fragrance, and Sushitala, very, very cooling, very, very refreshing. And what does Krishna do with those feet? Sparshayat, he touches them, Anana, Lochana, Ridaya, and he holds them, he touches them, holds them to his face, to his eyes, to his heart, cherishes them with great appreciation. Here's another translation. Because Shyam, again and again, muhur muhu, again and again, smells Radharani's lotus feet and presses Radharani's lotus feet to his eyes, to his face, to his eyes and his heart. Shri Radha's fragrant and pleasingly cooling lotus feet now shine with a dark splendor. Well, that's more accurate, very accurate. It says, Radha Sarvi Sushitala Padakalam Dhamam Shobate Shamam. The Shobate means shine, and Shamam means dark splendor. Very accurate. Second translation. So Radharani's feet are golden in color. They're not shyam, they're goram. They're red on the bottom and golden on the top. But now when Krishna has taken her lotus feet and repeatedly smells them, just try to see this, try to meditate on this. They're lying in a flower bed or somewhere, and Krishna takes Radharani's lotus feet. Krishna takes Radharani's lotus feet and presses them to his eyes. He puts them on his, presses them to his closed eyes, and then to his face, and presses them to his heart. Fragrant and pleasantly cooling lotus feet. And now, but when they Krishna, when Radharani's golden feet come in contact with Krishna's face and eyes and heart, or chest, you can say, chest or heart, they take on a sham rung. They take on a shobate sham. They take on a brilliant glow of dark blue color. It's called pratibimba, when the beauty of one is reflected on another one. Pratibimba. The beauty of Krishna's beautiful dark form is reflected on Radharani's feet. Very nice verse for meditation, especially for Manjaris. They always like to see Krishna serving Radharani, massaging, brushing Radharani's hair, and dressing Radharani, and feeding Radharani, and here showing and worshiping Radharani, showing Krishna worshiping Radharani, falling at her feet, and Krishna showing so much respect and honor for the feet of Radharani. And Krishna wants to cherish and hold Radharani's feet on his heart, hold Radharani's two delicate, beautiful lotus, gentle, fragrant and pleasantly cooling. Very fragrant like flowers and pleasantly cooling, sushita, pleasantly cooling lotus feet. Krishna wants to hold them on his chest, which is burning with lusty desires to embrace Radharani. And hold Radharani's lotus feet, put one on each cheek, on his face. He wants to press Radharani's soft, very soft and delicate lotus feet to his eyes, to relieve the fire of his glances. It's a beautiful verse for meditation. Shows Radharani's how much, it shows such intense love and attachment that Bhava and Krishna have for each other. So intimate, there's no boundaries. This is pranaya. There's no boundaries, there's no blockage. This is called pranaya. This is symptoms of pranaya. Sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So there's pranaya. Pranaya, my pran is your pran. My life is your life. In pranaya love, the lovers, Radha and Krishna, there's no restriction. Krishna can do anything with Radharani's body, any time, anything he wants to do. And Radharani can do anything with Krishna's body she wants to do. Because she feels that Krishna's body, his whole pran is my pran. And Krishna thinks Radharani's body, her whole existence, her whole pran is my pran. So we're one pran. Ek pran do man. Ek man also. And they say ek atma dui deha. They have a phrase in Hindi land. In marriage and grihastha, they say husband and wife are two bodies. They say do sharir ek atma. We're two bodies but one in soul. One in soul, ek atma. We're two different bodies but we're one in soul. We're united. So that's nice, but it's limited. But it really applies in pranaya rag, and pranaya prem. Radha and Krishna are one in every aspect of the meaning of oneness. The supreme Shakti and the supreme Shakti Man, Purusha and Prakriti, united eternally in oneness of love. No separation between the two. They lost all separate identities and egos, become melted, like melted together in one pool of ecstatic prem, Sringar prem. Very nice verse. Sparshayat anana lochana, ridaye jigran muhur muhu kimapi, rada surabhi sushitala parakamalam, dhamma shobate shamam. Mogurisa Saraswati Pad, beautiful Sanskrit. Now we're hearing from Shatak 9, verse 37. Now we're starting our Krishna Mahima. We had verses that emphasize Radharani, and these are verses that emphasize Krishna. The focus is on Krishna, but Radharani is also there, obviously. As the previous verses and shlokas of Vrindavan Mahimamrita, the focus, the central focus was Radharani, but Krishna was also there, can't separate them. This text 37. In the same chapter, 9 Shataka. May that dark complexioned transcendental personality who holds an enchanting golden flute be decked with various wonderful diamonds, jewels, and pearls, and always sings the transcendental glories of Sri Radha in Vrindavan, reside in my heart. Let's. Nice prayer for everyone. Every bhakta wants Krishna to reside in his heart. Vichitra mani moktika prakara gusha nana mani murali kam. The murali is a jeweled murali. Radhika uchala yasham shi brindavani. The verse describes Krishna's dark complexion, Dama, Damani, Shamale. Mano, Mama, Mano, Hare, Kwachana, Damani, Shamale. Raika Ujula. Krishna holds a flute in his hand, a beautiful jeweled flute. And Krishna is always singing the glories of Radharani and Vrindavan. So there's many forms of Krishna. There's Dwarka Krishna, there's Kurukshetra Krishna. But the Raghunatha Sadakas, followers of the Six Goswamis, and Manjri Bhav. They want this Krishna, the Krishna. They want the Krishna who's always singing the glories of Radharani. Sada Grinanti Radhika Ujjala. Yashamshi Vrindavane. Yashamshi. He's singing about the Yash. He's singing Ujjala, Radhika Ujjala. Krishna is always singing about the Yash, the fame and glories of the brilliant Radhika. Sada Grinanti. He's always singing Sada Grinanti Radhika Ujjala. About the brilliant Ujjala Ras, the brilliant Ujjala Shringar Prema Radhika, the Yash of fame of that Vrindavan. Another translation here. May my heart, mano means mind or heart, become fixed on the dark complexion, Sham, who in the charming transcendental abode of Vrindavan forest. Vrindavane Manohari, Krishna, who, Manohari means mind-stealing forest, charming, enchanting, charming forest Vrindavan, places to his lips a glistening golden flute. Murali come, Kanaka Swaran, Murali come, Nidai Adare. This is much more accurate. She holds in chanting flute. Let's look at this translation, it's very accurate. May my heart become stolen or enchanted, dark complexion Krishna, who in the charming transcendental abode of Vrindavan forest places to his lips Nidai Adare, a glistening golden flute, Kanaka Swaran, Chatoga Kanaka Swaran, a glistening golden flute, which is studded with various jewels, Nana Mani, Vichitra Mani Motika, studded with pearls and many colorful jewels, Vichitra Mani, and decorated with bunches of flowers. Eternally plays songs, Sada Grinanti, describing the splendid glories of Radhika. Radhika Ujjala Yasha. That's nice, very nice. So the devotee, Saraswati Pati, is praying to meditate on he wants to see a form of Krishna in his heart. What form of Krishna? Krishna playing the flute, Vamshidhari. Vamshidhari, Krishna Murari, Tomabina Dukhari. He wants to see Vamshidhari. Murli wants to see Murlidhar. With his playing his golden, his jewel-studded pearl and jewel-studded diamonds, emeralds, rubies. His golden flute studded with jewels. He wants to see that form of Krishna and decorate with all kinds of flowers, bunches of flowers. Gucha, Prakara, Gucha, Nana. Decorate a bunch of flowers. Eternally playing Sada Grinanti, Sada eternally playing songs describing the splendid glories of Radhika. That's what Krishna's flute is singing. Krishna's placed the flute to his lips. Murlikam Nidaya Adare. Nidai Adare, place the flute to his Adar's lips, the Murlikam. And when he places it to his lips, what does he do with that flute? He plays it in such a way that it sings different ragas, he vibrates and produces different ragas that are singing the glories of Radharani's fame. Splendid, brilliant Ujjala, the fulgent Ujjala Yash. Effulgent glories and fame of Radharani. This is a form of Krishna. He wants to see Krishna, the flute player in his heart, playing ragas, glorifying Radharani's fame. Again, Radharani is a central focus, so the verse is glorifying Krishna. Radharani is the central focus. Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Radharani ki jai. This is Shataka 11, verse 16 to 31. It's a beautiful section of Krishna Mahima. Of Krishna's wandered in the forest. He's alone. He has not met Radharani yet. He's wandering through the forest of Vrindavan. He starts speaking to Vrindavan. He starts addressing Vrindavan and describing how the forest of Vrindavan, everything in the forest of Vrindavan is reminding Krishna of Radharani. This is Shataka 11, verse 16. Varhola se vasati shitilam keshabara sukesya pashyam yetam alakavitatim charu bringa valishu smirasyandor udayati kala fula hemabja koshe nechan chayash chakita harini chatri madhuri bhu. Krishna said, O Vrindavan, the beauty of my Radha's hair is reflected in the splendorous feathers of the peacock. Radha's curling tresses appear like swarms of black bumblebees. The moon of Radha's smiling face resembles your golden lotus flowers. The corners of Radha's eyes are a source of the restless eye movements of the deer. Text 17. These are very nice. This is all Krishna speaking, glorification of Radharani, comparing her to different aspects of nature, the forest Vrindavan. Text 17. Shima Nasa Sutila Kusume Bandhu Jivadara Sri Kunde Dantavali Vilasitam Kairave Charu Hasyam Vali Brinde Tanur Anupama Gucha Satkud Maladu Lakshmir Vakshoruha Mukalayur Bahu Vali Rinale. Radhika's beautiful nose shines like a sesame flower, and Radha's lips radiate like crimson flowers. Radha's beautiful white teeth look like jasmine flowers, kunda flowers. Kunde Dantavali look like a row of kunda flowers. Radha's charming smile seems like a white lotus flower. Radha's beautiful breasts look like splendorous flower buds. Radha's matchlessly youthful form shines like a golden creeper. Radha's arms look like lotus stems. Mukulayor Bahu Vali Mrinale. I forgot to read other translation here. Krishna said, the beautiful hair, my beloved, resides in the splendor of your peacock feathers, O Brajada, O Vrindavan forest. I see Radha's curling locks of hair in the swarms of your black bumblebees. The moon of Radha's smiling face rises in the whorls of your golden lotus flowers. The eyes of your frightened does are the resting place of the sweetness found in the corner of Radha's eyes. Radha's beautiful nose shines in your beautiful sesame flowers. The beauty of Radha's lips shines in your Bandhu Jiva flowers. Radha's beautiful teeth shine in your Kunda flowers. Radha's charming smile shines in your white lotus flowers. Radha's peerless form shines in your blossoming vines. The beauty of Radha's breasts shines in your splendid flower buds, and her arms shine in your lotus stems. Similar. Text 18. Pina Shonir Vipula Pulane Komaloru Kadalyam Aktambo J. Karachanyo Kavi Shobha Vibhati. Vrindaranya Twai Nivasati Vyastarupa Priya Me. Samast Yeno Lasati Tu Mamatrapi Danyanga Deshe. O Vrindavan, Krishna said, Radha's broad hips look like the wide river banks of your Yamuna, and Radha's soft thighs shine like banana trees. Radha's beautiful lotus hands and feet shine like red lotus flowers. O forest of Vrindavan, my beloved Sri Radha lives within you, and her enchanting form always lights up my heart. That's nice. Nice phrase. Radha's enchanting form always lights up my heart. That's a nice prayer, a nice reality. Krishna has that, lives in that reality. Radharani's beautiful transcendental form lights up his heart. We pray to have that fortune, have the enchanting, beautiful form of Radharani lighting up her heart. Another sensation. Radha's broad hips shine in your wide river banks, O Vrindavan. Radha's delicate thighs shine in your banana trees. The beauty of Radha's hands and feet shines in your red lotuses. O Vrindavan forest, the beautiful form of my beloved resides within you. Radharani's beautiful form also shines in my fortune and heart. Mama Danya Anga Deshe Nivasati Vyasta Rupa Priya, my dear one. Text 19. Krishna goes on to talk to Vrindavan forest, how Vrindavan reminds Krishna of Radharani's beauty. Text 19, Shataka 11. Yada me praneshra yati nikata evati kutukan nilina pashyanti vikala vikalam astitavata tada vali Vrindavan tava samgyam kishalayam karam duntya shuchayat idamaho me mahadrinam. When my beloved mistress Radharani playfully hides nearby, I become extremely agitated. At that time, O Vrindavan, one of your vines, Tadavali Vrindavan, points out Radharani by waving one of its bud-like hands. I'm very indebted to that vine. Maha-renam. Renam means debt. D-E-B-T, debt. Krishna's. In other words, Radharani, they're playing looky-looky, hide and seek. Radharani's hiding in the forest from Krishna, and Krishna's trying to find her. Ati Nikata, he's trying to find her, and he can't find her. And then Vali Vrindavana, Sasamgyam, gives a hint that one of the vines, because everything's personal, everything Vrindavan is personal. Everything, every vine, every creeper, every tree, every rock, every animal, every person, everyone is taking part and contributing to the leelas of Radha and Krishna, to the bringing Radha and Krishna together to enjoy together. Everyone is playing their role and playing a part to make that happen. Even the birds and the bees and the deer and the trees and the vines, the creepers, the flowers, everyone is helping Krishna and Radha meet together, enjoy their love together. So Krishna's wondering, where is Radharani? Where is Radharani Kaha? Radharani Kaha? So at that time when Krishna's trying to find Radha hiding, Vrindavan, one of Vrindavan's latas, helps out Krishna by pointing out Radha's location, by waving one of its bud-like hands. So Krishna says, I'm very indebted to that vine. Oh, me Maharinu. Oh, alas, I'm very indebted to that vine. That vine has helped me find Radha Help me unite with Radha. So that's very nice Lata, very nice vine. Vali, Vrindavan Vali. Vali means Lata, creeper. O forest of Vrindavan, O my beloved mistress of my life, my pranay, it says, Yada me praneshri, means my praneshri, means my praneshri, praneshri Radharani. One of your vines points out Radharani by waving one of its budding hands. Now I owe a very heavy debt to that vine. That's great. We'll continue more verses about Krishna glorifying Radharani and all the beautiful pastimes that are arising from these verses to meditate on. Chant japa, meditate on Radha and Krishna together. And Radha says, Krishna, put your hands on your eyes and count backwards from 100. Now go hide and you try to find me. So Krishna is saying 199, 98. So you see this in your meditation. You see Krishna and the forest, the Vrindavan, the trees and all everything. Then you're chanting japa and then Radharani's hiding and looking, peeking out through the bushes, seeing Krishna's, Krishna's looking, where is she, where is she, where is she? And Radharani's laughing and because Krishna can't find her, Krishna's becoming impatient and exasperated. And Krishna just, in that mood of exasperation, Krishna throws up his hands, oh, Vrindavan, oh, Vrindatavi, oh, Vrindavan, show me, where is my Radha, where is my Radha? All of a sudden, some vines, some wind, the wind helps Krishna's Leela. The wind blows the vine and the leaf-like hands of the vine, they kind of blow with the wind and they point in a certain direction. And Krishna takes that as an indication, oh, she's over there. So he follows that indication from the vine. He finds Radharani, he discovers her hiding place, wins a game of luka-luki-kali, game of hide-and-seek. And so then Krishna says, oh, thank you. Oh, vine, you're very kind. Maha-rinam, I'm indebted to you, I have a debt to you. So this is some of the nice leelas we can meditate on from this Vrindavan Mahamrita. So by Guru's grace, we'll continue speaking the Krishna Mahima, which means Radha Krishna Mahima, ultimately, and Vrindavan Mahima tomorrow, last day of Kartik tomorrow. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Vrindavan Mahim Amrita Ki Jai, Prabhupada Sarasa Ki Jai, Kartiki Devi Radharani Jai, Panachi Krishna Svabhaji Maharashi Jai, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Radharani Ki Jai, Madangopal, Tagarji Madangopal Ki Jai, Giridhari Shyam Ki Jai, Radharaman Ki Jai, Kundeshri Radharani Jai, Radhakundam Ki Jai, Madananda Sukhada Kunj Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.